Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, where we praise, honor, and glorify our Lord and Savior with the soulful witness of Christ and the Word of God. I'm your brother Mel, and I've got my co-host in the studio, Evangelist Pat Montgomery. Let's get started. You know, Evangelist, this is one of my favorite new CDs. Bill Lomax, right out of the Antelope Valley.
Amen. Glory to God.
I love his sound. I love his sound, and I love the message, Faith and Belief, which happens to go along with your message today.
And there's so much clarity and truth in the words of the song.
Treasures from heaven, just have faith and believe. Now, you're going to be talking to us today about prayer.
Amen. And the power of prayer.
My brothers and sisters, we've got Evangelist Pat Montgomery in the studio this morning.
Hallelujah.
And she's going to talk to us about one of the great principles of the Bible.
Amen.
One of the promises of God.
Amen.
About faith, believing, and prayer.
Amen.
All that's going to be coming up in about 15, 20 minutes right here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. Y'all might like this. Anita Wilson. I've seen him work.
Sometimes you wonder why the troubles of life seem to weigh you down. Well, I found a friend that I highly recommend. He will stick close.
Anita Wilson from her CD entitled Sunday Song. We hear I've Seen Him Work. We've got much more great gospel music coming up for you. Here's Jonathan Nelson.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go, come on. Where my islanders? Can some of y'all run down here to the front real quick? I gotta know who's in the building. Where my islanders? I need y'all to run down here. Come on, let me see ya.
Come on.
Listening to some of the best gospel music in the nation, right here on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus. I want to thank you, my brothers and sisters, for following us on Facebook and on the website, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, and on iTunes and on Google. You know, we had over 5,000 visits to the website last month, and that is just a true miracle and a blessing.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
God is truly, truly good.
Hallelujah.
I never knew that I'd be talking or ministering to so many people all over the world.
Hallelujah.
You know, I just come from that little background, that little Pacoima background, you know, out there on the streets partying all the time, doing all the things the wrong way. But thank God we've got a forgiving, graceful, merciful.
Amen.
God.
God of second chance, third chance, fourth chance, fifth chance.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Glory to his name.
So that goes to prove to you, my brothers and sisters, no matter who you are, where you are, what you've done, God's got room for you.
His grace is sufficient.
His grace is sufficient for you.
Amen.
He will cover your life and put you on the right track.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah.
And you can say bye-bye to all of your sorrows.
Thank you, Jesus.
We heard from Jonathan Nelson, I Believe. I've got much more music coming up for you. I got the latest from Prashia Hillard, and C.C. Winans. Also, an oldie but goodie from Kinfolk. And we've got the word from the Lord coming up from Evangelist Pat Montgomery. Evangelist, I truly hope that you're enjoying the music.
Oh, amen, all the time.
My brothers and sisters, on July 23rd, disease management pharmacist Min Tran and the marketing and community relations manager Jessica Magdaleno from the Sierra Medical Group, they're going to be in the studio to talk to us about the Sierra Medical Group, you know, what it has to offer the community, and they're going to talk about preventing and managing obesity. Now, the Alliance for a Healthier Generation reports that 1 in 3 kids are overweight or obese, and that obesity in childhood can carry over into being obese or overweight in adulthood. Listen in on July 23rd from 7 to 8 a.m. to learn what you can do to prevent or manage obesity. That's July 23rd. It's coming up. That's going to be the fourth Sunday of this month. July 23rd with disease management pharmacist Min Tran, marketing and community relationship manager Jessica Magdaleno from the Sierra Medical Group, and of course yours truly, will be here to talk about obesity. The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus radio ministry is supported by the Sierra Medical Group. Make sure you check them out. They're right here in Lancaster, Palmdale, and they're also in Santa Clarita.
Looking for a new primary care physician? For quality health care, consider Heritage Sierra Medical Group, where they accept most major HMO, EPO, PPO, Covered California, Medicare, and Medicare Advantage health plans. Heritage Sierra Medical Group is proudly serving the Santa Clarita and Antelope Valley with 2 urgent care facilities conveniently located in Lancaster, Palmdale, and coming soon in Valencia. Heritage Sierra Medical Group offers primary care in family practice, internal medicine, and pediatrics with in-house lab and x-ray service, local specialty care, patient education, telemedicine, and dedicated patient advocates to assist with your every need. Heritage Sierra Medical Group has been awarded highest star ratings for providing quality care to their Medicare Advantage members 3 years in a row. Call Heritage Sierra Medical Group today at 661-273-7346. That's 273-7346. Or visit SierraMedicalGroup.com. Heritage Sierra Medical Group. Quality from our family to yours.
Here's music from Eric Moore featuring Isaac Currie on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
Broken, trying to do it on my own, wondering what I'm doing wrong, falling on my face and making the same mistakes. How could everything go so wrong? It's taking time to receive that these wounds are teaching me to believe that you are there and you care and you never give up on me. That's when I lay me down, pouring my heart out, yeah. I hear your voice crying out that
brother that's gonna sing the second verse. Come on, Ike.
Regardless of where we've been, his love for you knows no end. Dripping from the cross when we were lost, speaking in our defense.
Brothers and sisters, if you're being blessed by the program, give me a call, 818-917-3669. Here's the latest from Prashia
like
Hillard.
Come on, just lift up that kind of a worship in here that says there's none like you. Come on, continue to fill the room with worship right there. His name is powerful, his name is glorious.
There is no God quite like our God.
Like a God,
like a God.
facing an impossible situation. But your anthems cry in your season of impossibility is just to say, there's nobody like my God. All right. Facts change. Faith causes the facts to change in your favor. So instead of saying, woe is me, if you leave this place and face an impossible situation, your anthems cry, your hearts cry, your response when the doctor says, we don't really know what this is, we don't really know what to call this particular thing, I just want you to say to him, there's nobody like my God. You don't have to understand, because see, this thing right here is spiritual, doc. So I just want you to understand that there's nobody like my God. And he told us a long time ago, about 2,000 something odd years ago, that I can do the impossible. He even said, listen, if it goes out of your realm of vocabulary, just say, I am that I am. Because I'm all of it. I'm all of that too. Anybody facing an impossible situation that you need God to show up in? Sing it with me. There is no God like our God. There is no God like our God. Healer, Savior, Deliverer, Keeper. Nobody like Him. Nobody like Him. We don't know what to do with your child. Just say, we don't know what to do in your situation. Nobody's ever been qualified to do this. You just say, nobody like Him. Nobody like Him. He does the impossible. He does miracles so great. Nobody, 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 nobody like Him. Say, nobody like Him. Nobody like Him. God, there's nobody like You. There is no God quite like our God. Somebody bless the Lord in here. Hallelujah.
The latest track from Priscilla Hillard, No God Like Our God, on Gospel for the Glory of Jesus.
You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
We've got evangelist Pat Montgomery coming up with a word from the Lord. She's going to talk to us about the power of prayer right after this. Here's CeCe Winans from her CD entitled Never Have to Be Alone.
Does anybody care? Seeing more of what I'm missing, less of what I have to share. Miles away from what I need, and yet so close when I'm in prayer. That's when I close my eyes. Is on my mind. Lonely heart, don't desert the one you know will love you best. Open up so He can breathe.
listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord on gospel for the glory of Jesus. My brothers and sisters, you know that the word of God will bring you victory each and every day of your life. The Bible says in Matthew 13:23, that he that receives the word and understands it will bear fruit in his life, some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. So each and every Sunday, I want to give you the opportunity to receive and to understand God's word so that you may bear God's fruit in your life. And I want to do that by bringing you one of God's anointed teachers, preachers, ministers, or evangelists. And today, we are truly blessed. We've got evangelist Pat Montgomery with a word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my friends. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to come before you one more time. I'd like to thank you, Minister Mel, for having us come and share what the Lord has placed on my heart in regards to the people of God and perhaps those that don't know him but will accept him after this message and after this broadcast and during this broadcast, that they would accept Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. For that is the reason that we do and are doing what we're doing. And as Minister Slade was sharing a moment ago, he never would have thought, no one would have ever been able to tell him that God would use him in such a mighty way. Hallelujah. But we thank God for gospel for the glory of Jesus and the work and the fruit that it is producing through this broadcast that God has given him to do. And so, being that April 1987, 30 years ago, God called me to lift up his word, I'm still yet humbled by the call. So I pray, and that is what this message will be about, the power of prayer. I pray that as the word goes forth, that someone's heart will be pricked, someone will be convinced, convicted, and accept Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, because there is nothing on this earth. I like the way King Solomon says it, there is nothing new under the sun. So no matter what you've done, Jesus is ready and willing to accept you as his child. Hallelujah. And that's good news, I tell you. Our scripture is taken today from 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and I will be using several scriptures to back up the theme, which says to pray without ceasing, and the main word is coming from 1 Thessalonians 5:17. And what the author of this particular scripture is saying is, we should pray without ceasing. So some might ask, should we be praying every waking moment of our lives? Should we neglect the work we should be doing to pray? Should we forsake all others and all else and just pray? Of course not. The word here is a command of God given to us to encourage us to always be in a prayerful state of being. Praise the Lord. It is a word that challenges us to be all we can be through the power of prayer. It is the power of prayer working in us and through us that empowers us to overcome, no matter what the situation or circumstances in your life might be. Hallelujah. There are many, many reasons why we should pray, but for the sake of time, we will just look at a few. Praise the Lord. Prayer strengthens when we become weak. A prayer to God through faith in Jesus Christ will strengthen us. Hallelujah. Prayer delivers us. It delivers us from sickness, from evil, from temptations, from poverty, self-destruction, and from the tricks and the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. The Bible talks about the devil going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can destroy. And you know what? Prayer will defeat him. Prayer heals the poor in spirit and the brokenhearted. You might say, if I pray, how do I know God hears me? Well, David says in Psalm 34:4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Praise the Lord. And since God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he will do the same for you. Thank you, Jesus. The artist a few minutes ago on the radio broadcast, I was singing a song, and one of the lyrics that he kept saying is, great is his faithfulness towards us. Well, that's a true statement. God is faithful, and we can put our trust in him. The Bible says that the Lord is near to all that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. We need to pray. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We must pray. Pray without ceasing. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Hallelujah. God has also given us permission and encourages us to pray for one another. Little prayer, little power. More prayer, more power. No prayer, no power. Praise God today. Do you have a need in your life and you would like for things to turn around? Check your prayer life. Are you just wading through life where everything is moving fast, fast food, fast cars, fast prayers? You see, the truth of the matter is, my sisters and brothers, Jesus, our Father God, wants us to talk to him. Because how can we say we love him if we don't have a relationship with him? Because in the earthly realm, when we tell someone we love them, we want to talk to them as much as possible. We want to communicate with them as much as possible. We'll send letters. We will email. We'll text. We'll telephone. We'll do whatever we can to let them know that we love him. Well, Jesus wants the same kind of time. He wants quality time. We talk to him and then be quiet and listen to him speak to you. I submit to you, my brothers and sisters, prayer is not just a monologue, but a dialogue. It's a two-way conversation. Why pray? I've often heard prayer is the key to the kingdom. It can open every door. Prayer is also the most powerful weapon on earth that Christians have. Why not use it? Why pray? It is a command of God. St. Luke 18:1 says man ought to always pray. James 5:16 says that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. We could go on and on telling about the reasons we should pray, but prayer is an action word. It demands action. Prayer breaks and destroys yokes and pulls down the strongholds of the enemy. We must find time, quality time to pray. A lot of us are here today because of someone's prayers. I'm reminded of a song that says, my mother prayed for me, had me on her mind, took the time to pray for me. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed. I'm so glad she prayed for me. Hallelujah. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. Another songwriter says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Moses prayed, and God parted the Red Sea. Joshua prayed, and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. Paul prayed, and God used him mightily. Hezekiah prayed, and God added 15 more years to his life. Jonah prayed in the belly of a fish, and he was delivered. Jesus prayed to the Father to keep us until he comes back for us. Jesus is coming back, you know. He was crucified, buried, and rose again for our soul's salvation. We have eternal life with Jesus. But until he comes back, we need to watch and pray until he comes. Pray, and again I say, pray without ceasing. May God bless you and keep you, and remember always to pray.
I want to thank you, Evangelist, for bringing us a word from the Lord today.
Hallelujah. Just got to pray.
My brothers and sisters, prayer works. Prayer works for anybody and everybody.
Oh, hallelujah. It's powerful.
We don't care who you are. You can be a worker for the devil. You can be Muslim. You can be a Catholic. You can be anybody. You could have just went out and robbed a bank.
That's right. Prayer can turn it around.
Prayer can turn it around.
Amen.
Pray to God. Jesus. Pray to God.
Amen.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing.